Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I love, I think it was AJ Pierzynski asking the questions in there. He's like,
You yell at your dad?
Talk to your dad about this?
Or do you love your dad? Or are you going to spend time with him on Father's Day?
He's like, I would have fought him. You're like, all right, AJ, relax. Stand
You're
down.
Going to play a wonderful game called Who is My Daddy and What Does He Do?
This song they play in season two of Tires. Not to give away every joke in season two of Tires, okay. But Shane Gillis and his dad don't have the best relationship, and Shane's a little upset with him. So he just goes in like the back of the shop and cranking the song. And then his dad is like, "What is wrong with you?" He's like, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" He's like, "You keep playing a song about a neglectful father." And he's like, "Yeah, so?" And he's like, "It's not even the best song on the album." He's like, "The one about the guy can't go past the buoys is the best song on the album." And then Shane Gillis
Santa Monica.
And Shane Gillis goes, "I don't even know who this is." Oh, it's fantastic. I think how Hunter Dobbins is, you know, I guess he's trying to just downplay it at this point. But to be like, "Oh, I haven't even thought about it. I haven't even asked my dad. I'm just no big deal." It's like, maybe it shouldn't be a big deal, but maybe there's nothing else going on in baseball that it's sort of become a big deal. New York is making it a big deal. Like, it's very much under the microscope right now.
Did you see the video of this, by the way? This is on foul territory.
Yeah.
Is he in, like, a deer blind? Like, where is he?
I think he was on, like, a porch or something.
Like, where? No, I think he's – is he, like, camping?
That's where not, in the world is like, Hunter Dobbins?
Where was Hunter? I was like –
He's witness protection with his dad.
You're in Boston.
Yeah,
I know it's your off day, but like you play for the games are in Boston. Where are you? I feel like
he likes to get away.
I feel like he's doused in deer urine, up in a blind, like he's ready to snipe animals somewhere in Western Mass.
He starts whispering like halfway through the interview.
I don't. Where is he?
He was pretty quiet.
He's like, "There's a buck about 5 clicks east." Like, what are you doing, Hunter Dobbins?
He's like such an outdoorsy guy. He's going to do the interview from a deer blind,
I guess.
So anyway, the reason we're talking about Hunter Dobbins is because he's breathed a little life into the rivalry, unknowingly, his father lying to him his whole life.
Oh, you know what the other...
telling tall tales has breathed life, and that's what it takes for Red Sox Yankees these days.
You know what the other funny lie was? I don't even think we brought this up because we were so focused on his major league or minor league or independent career for Lance Dobbins. But he also claimed that he was friends with Andy Pettit, which is not true either. Andy Pettit doesn't even know who he is.
Andy Pettit might be my best friend.
If I'm Andy Pettit, I'm a little worried.
Also,
he might get like single white female.
This is why Hunter Dobbins, it's like, he's not blameless in all of this. Your dad's best bud is Andy Pettit his whole life, and you're like, "When are we meeting Andy Pettit?"
Could I maybe, you know, I'm also a pitcher. I'd love to talk to maybe Andy Pettit a little bit. He's like, "Nah, he's busy."
No,
Andy's busy today.
Yeah, they go to a Yankees game, and he's like, "Hey, Dad, are we going to say hi to Andy?"
My good friend Andy Pettit
is like waving to him on the field. He like kind of waves back. He's like, "Oh, yeah, my dad knows."
I think that's weirder than anything. That's weird. So what would be weirder, me lying about my job or lying about being friends with a famous person?
Right.
Probably that.
Yeah.
The other one's a little bit more innocent because you're like, I guess, whatever. Like, you embellish your career, but to be like, "Yeah, and my good friend Andy Pettit. I hate every Yankee, but Andy Pettit is friends with me."
He's Bob Odenkirk. I think you should leave. He's lying about his car collection.
Triple's his best.
Yeah,
Triple's
exactly.
Triple's
so that's basically Lance Dobbins.
Yeah.
Just.
I live in a big house with my wife. I'm married.
Telling tall tales. Yeah, I mean, who would brag about their friends of the show or anything like that?
Friends
like,
of the show?
Yeah, I mean, like
Marcelo Myers, our best friend.
Yeah, so that's a real.
We've at least met him. I don't think Lance Dobbins has met Andy
Pettit. That's a real friend of ours.
Right.
Marcelo Meyer. How dare he?
Call him anytime. I wanted to.
Okay, independent of the Hunter Dobbins story.
But he does go tomorrow, which is sort of like a nice little add-on to this whole thing, is like, yeah, maybe this shouldn't be the biggest deal in the world, but he pitched against them last week. New York tried to blow it up. ESPN tried to blow it up because they're like, we don't really have any other storylines between Red Sox and Yankees. We should. We kind of don't. So what else can we focus on? Hunter Dobbins. And he goes tomorrow. So, like, in the middle game of this series, well, he's going to be on the mound.
And you know it's going to be, like, half full of Yankees fans. So, you could still because you're going to say, oh, the game's in Fenway. The Yankees fans won't get on him. It's going to be half full of Yankees fans. They'll probably be booing him at Fenway Park on Saturday, tomorrow, as you said. Now, the starter tonight, Garrett Crochet.
Hell yeah.
This occurred to me. Actually, let's back it up. Are people saying he pitched well in that start? Were you telling me Lou said that?
Marloni, I thought, said, Cora, if I heard it correctly, it was like one of his best games.
Cora, 1,000% said it on WEEI Afternoons. Going into this start the other night on Wednesday, he was like, oh, yeah, we've had four good starts in a row. And I'm like, what do you mean you've had four?
Yeah,
Crochet stunk.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I'm pretty sure Lou is high on the start.
Okay, so people think Crochet pitched well in that start.
He gave up 5 earned runs on 6 hits. Including a home run.
It's maybe his worst start of the year.
The most runs he's allowed all year.
I'm not saying the guy isn't allowed a bad start here and there, but like, let's not turn bad starts into good starts. That's just foolish. He's been spectacular. So he's allowed a bad start.
Mickey Mouse ballpark.
Is that what it was?
I mean, 320-foot home run, yeah.
Right. Well, the Red Sox won a game with a 302-foot home run.
It's harder to put it exactly where Zdeno Rafael is to then slap it.
Here's the problem, Garrett Crochet. You got to pitch there a lot with the Red Sox. That's actually what I'm getting at.
Right.
And so what
Max Fried pitches half his games there.
What occurred to me is he's been awesome all year. What if the ballpark, what if the Yankees isn't a great matchup? Like, what if Garrett Crochet is your version of Garrett Cole, who's awesome against everybody he pitches against?
It is pretty funny how good Cole is.
Except the Red Sox. Oh, he's Cy Young destroyed. Candidate. He's won Cy Youngs. I mean, he's won World Series, for God's sake, right?
No.
Did he leave Houston and then they won?
Good question.
I can't remember. Whatever.
Cy Young
he was
winner.
On that 17 team.
Was he? He's pitching a million big games.
Oh, yeah, he probably
he's won the Cy Young. He's always in the Cy Young mix. He's awesome against everybody, but then he sucks against your rival.
No, he was in Pittsburgh in 17.
Okay.
He went to Houston in 18, so he's never won the World Series, but he's a 6-time All-Star, 2-time ERA title, and a Cy Young winner.
So,
but Rafael Devers and the Red Sox smash him
but
around.
But he can't pitch against your biggest rival.
It's amazing. How many bad starts until you would say that?
Oh, it's got to be way more, obviously.
No, but I'm just saying, how many? Is it 5?
Yeah.
5 bad games?
This whole year, if he stinks against the Yankees all year,
you're like, ugh.
Yeah, I'll start to wonder. And it's something I'm watching tonight. If I had to bet, I bet he's going to shut it down against him. I bet he's going to be awesome against him.
He's going to shove, as they say?
He's going to be awesome all year.
Yeah.
Or he's been awesome all year. I bet he'll be awesome tonight. But that's something I'm starting to watch, and it occurred to me. What if, because not everybody can handle this rivalry, as we've seen. Garrett Cole, I think, is a prime example. He's awesome against everybody except the Red Sox.
Yeah.
What if that's Crochet? Would you sign off on that?
I mean, if he's lights out like sub-2 ERA against everybody else, and that happens to be the one team, it's too bad that that's the one team. But yeah, I would take it. Also, you don't play that team as much as you used to. You used to play them 18 times in the regular season. Now it's 13, and then you still have to have that collision course in the playoffs, which ultimately you could have, and it would be great for the rivalry. It'd be great for the sport. And say, I know Cole's out for the year, but it's the same thing over there. You're like, oh, game 7, Cole's on the mound. Normally, you would take that. But if it's going up against the Red Sox, you'd be like, oh, crap. Like, right. You would love that.
Yeah, some guys just aren't built for those matchups. They're not.
But at least he's good against everybody else. You know, so I'll take that. And we'll see where this one goes. You know, for a lot of, Cora and Lou and saying how good the start was, I don't know, like, maybe it was better than you and I think that it was. But 5 runs over 6 innings, I mean, I guess you could try to excuse away certain hits or slice it up a different way. But, yeah, if he follows it up with another one, we'll see. You'll feel a lot better if he goes out there, 10 punch outs, 1 run allowed, something like that. You're going to say, all right, the guy's fine. That was sort of an anomaly. Will he be allowed to pitch?
I think so. He only threw 97 in his last start. So I feel like he'll be so here's how it's kind of gone. He kind of gets like 2 out of 3.
Right. And so he went 10. So he the last three
108, 112, 97. That was his down day. He should get like 110 tonight.
Is 97 a down day? Because prior to that, the down day was like 85.
Yeah. I think so.
I mean, he's a hoss. He should be fine. But I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about, like, Cora and Breslow.
Well, fair. Look.
Because they also limited his pitch count when the bullpen was shot and you were going for a sweep of the Mets. And they couldn't do it. So part of me is like, well, you're playing the Yankees. Like, obviously, he should be good to go. But I have no idea.
Right. So here's the thing. Again, do I expect him to pitch well tonight? I do. He's been good at Fenway. He's been good all year. Yeah. He's allowed a bad start against the Yankees.
His strikeouts are going up, too. He's been punching guys out recently.
And to Lou's point and Cora's point, he gave up a bunch of runs. He gave up a home run. I don't care if it's a little league home run. You got to pitch in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 9 strikeouts against 1 walk. So if you're telling me that was better than it appeared when he gives up 5 earned runs in the game in 6 innings, fine. But I want to see it tonight. Because if not, I am going to start to wonder, like, can he handle the matchup? Can he handle the rivalry? And these are things we don't know the answer to. You can pretend you know. We don't know. We don't know that he can handle it. Gerrit Cole can't handle it. He's awesome everywhere else. We don't know that he can handle it. So let's start to find out tonight, as we do have a little bit of juice, I think, to Red Sox-Yankees rivalry with Gerrit Crochet on the mound tonight. How do they fix their pitching problem? Keith, we were talking earlier about the roster and how it fits together, and Roman Anthony, when Willie Abreu gets sent, when Willie Abreu comes back, could get sent down.
Mm-hmm.
How do they fix their pitching, and does it have to be through a trade?
So it's looking more like it probably has to be for like a Willie Abreu trade. That might be the most obvious thing, because
not Duran.
I don't want to trade Duran.
I don't either.
I don't. I think you'd probably get more for him, but I don't want to do it. I think when you look at Lucas Giolito and Walker Buehler, like, are you married to those guys? And if you are, you're going to kind of ride that roller coaster. Each of their last starts were pretty good. Giolito especially. Like, they were both pretty good. Walker Buehler went 7. And once those guys go 6-7 innings, you know, that'd be something that I think the Rich Keefe stats and info department needs to get on. When the starter goes 6, what's the team's record? I feel like it's probably pretty good. When they get shelled in the first inning and they're out after 2, like, yeah, probably not as strong. So, like, those guys are, you know, when healthy, are going to be in your rotation. Every 5th day, you're going to see Lucas Giolito or Walker Buehler. So I feel like it's going to be kind of on those guys. Like, that's what you have right now. You have to hope that they have more good ones than bad ones.
And I said this to Bradfo yesterday. I know he likes Lucas Giolito, and I'm sure he's a good guy.
Yeah.
But I don't have any faith in those guys turning it around. Both their ERAs are north of 5. And that's coming off good starts.
But they need to get more. Like, if they're, what are they, 4.5 ERA guys for their careers? Walker Buehler probably a little bit lower.
Yeah, I bet Buehler is lower, but like in recent years, I'm pulling it up.
I bet Giolito's like 4.5 for his career, which certainly isn't great. But with this offense, if that's what he is, I'll take that.
Buehler for his career is .339, but the last 3 years, .402, .538, .501. Giolito for his career,
probably 4.25.
.447.
.447. If they pitch to their career averages, you'll take it, because I think they're going to score enough runs where more often than not you'll win those games. Because a 4.5 ERA is legitimately a quality start. It's 6 innings, 3 runs. So if Lucas Giolito gives you that, and then you get great performances by Gerrit Crochet, and then, I mean, I don't know. I personally don't have a ton of confidence in Brian Baio, but he's had some good games this year. He's at least put you in position to win. And then, you know, Hunter Dobbins is holding on to the spot for as long as he can. So it's not a great rotation, but when you look around baseball, there's certainly plenty of other bad rotations. But no, that's been the reason, I would say, maybe the main reason, right, that they've continued to be under .500, because the offense has certainly woken up recently.
It has, but who knows? It's a week away from going ice cold again, where it goes cold for a couple of weeks. That's kind of been the offense all year long. Blow up offense, and then it goes away for a week. 617-779-7937. We will mix in some thoughts on the Stanley Cup Final, the Bruins offseason. We'll get to the Celtics and any trades looming for them as well. Plus, we got the Friday 4-pack coming your way at 11:30. But, Keith, it's a spooky Friday the 13th.
Oof.
So here's what we're going to do for
Don't
top five.
Don't go to, like, a camp today on
no,
the lake.
No, definitely
Don't do
not.
It.
Here's what we're going to do on top five Friday.
Uh-huh.
We are going to give you our top five horror movie villains.
Love it.
You love that?
I love this so
much.
All
right, good. Well, I'm happy. Yeah. I already put my list together, so I'm happy you're on board with it.
Okay.
We're going to do top five Friday, top five horror movie villains next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Top 5 Friday. Jones and Keefe. It's Friday the 13th, Keefe.
Ooh.
The only Friday the 13th of 2025? Is that
what
you said?
You got that straight.
Huh.
Yep.
Didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a spooky day out there on these streets. Be careful. What'd you just recommend to the people? Don't what?
Don't go to a camp by a lake.
All right.
Today I would avoid that altogether. Oh, I got a sweet cabin. Get out of there.
Not the day for it.
Get out of there. Don't go for like a little kayak.
Good thing Hunter Dobbins was in the deer blind yesterday.
Yeah.
And not today.
Get to the field.
Yeah.
Get to the field.
Get to the ballpark.
Although,
there, Hunter.
You also, just as a heads up, you don't want to go to Manhattan. Or space.
Or a cruise ship.
Yeah, or a cruise ship. You might want to avoid all those places. It's simple enough to avoid the lake house, but I would also maybe avoid Manhattan.
Okay. Now, I imagine, as we list off our top five horror movie villains on Friday the 13th, I imagine I'm going to have the more basic bitch list than
so,
Keith.
So, I don't know, because I'll tell you what. I am a horror movie connoisseur. However, you can't get too cute, because then you're leaving off some all-time legends, and then you're like, oh, now you're just trying to be obtuse.
So what do we think, Nick? What do we think is better? Should I go first with my basic bitch list, or should Keefe go first?
Let's have Keefe go first.
All right, okay, let's go first. Let's do it, yeah.
All right, I'll go first. I'll go from 5 to 1 best horror movie villains in honor of Friday the 13th. At number 5, Norman Bates.
Ooh.
Norman Bates from Psycho, as well as Psycho sequels, but specifically Psycho, one of the great early slashers of all time, messes with your head, also... He'll dress up like his mom, which is creepy. He'll sit in the rocking chair, and he'll have the dead body, move her around a little bit. He's nuts. So I'll go Norman Bates, number 5. Number 4, this is a little bit of a basic pick, Michael Myers.
Oh,
can't ignore Michael Myers. Halloween 1, one of the great horror movies of all time. We have seen a lot of Michael Myers over the years. Doesn't say much. Man of very few, if any, words.
Kind of makes him scarier.
I would say so.
Yes.
Yes. Doesn't say a damn thing. Never runs and yet catches up to you every time. Just walks kind of menacingly wearing his like mechanic outfit and a William Shatner mask inside out. But it's very scary. The music with him is obviously fantastic. So I'll go Michael Myers, number 4. Number 3, Jigsaw.
Oh.
I'm going Jigsaw from the Saw series. This guy... He does a lot of work with his kills. These aren't just run up and stab you. Very elaborate kills. Also, gives you a chance to get out. Now, the chance is slim. Not a lot of people survive the jigsaw traps.
But there's a chance.
You have a chance. He's giving you a chance. He wants
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah. You also get Billy the Puppet in this situation. Billy the Puppet was scary. He's the little guy on the tricycle.
Yeah.
All-inclusive. The Jigsaw, Billy the Puppet.
No, not all inclusive.
Well, it's one of his props.
Okay.
It counts.
Okay.
It absolutely counts.
All right.
Jigsaw, terrifying, though. And he has a voice changer, too. Creepy. He leaves you a lot. He was working with a lot of mini tapes, and he leaves cassettes around everywhere. A lot of maze work. Again, the guy, attention to detail on Jigsaw, higher than anybody else's.
Okay.
So I have Jigsaw number 3. Number 2, Hannibal Lecter.
Nice.
Hannibal Lecter. one of the great villains of all time. He can even help you out a little bit. He's such a smart guy. You're like, hey, I need help solving this crime. You go to Hannibal Lecter. Don't get too close to him. Don't let him out of his cage.
No, please don't.
He will literally eat you. That's next level stuff. He will actually eat you.
You want to get rid of the evidence.
He's good at hand-to-hand combat, which you wouldn't think that he would be, but he is. And he's just very creepy. Talks really quietly, right? So you have to listen. Sort of like Jake the Snake Roberts. Kind of similar to that.
Strong putting people on top of that elevator.
Right. Stronger than he looks. He's very unassuming. Multiple doctorates. So he's a very, very impressive guy. Hannibal Lecter 2. Number one. A little bit of cheating.
Oh, you
no,
already,
no, no, no.
You've already cheated.
Just a little
you've
bit cheated.
You've already cheated.
Ghostface. The Ghostface killer, not from the Wu-Tang Clan, not Ghostface killer.
Ghostface.
The Ghostface killer.
Okay, good.
Who actually, spoiler alert, has been 12 different people over the course of the Scream series.
And you're not even counting the Scary Movie series.
I'm not counting.
You could also
Ray from Scary Movie.
Yeah,
those
you
guys
have been there.
No, I'm not counting that. I'm counting from the six going on seven Scream movies, which I love. Billy and Stu would be the OG GOAT Ghostface. Those two guys from the first one.
Again, spoiler.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's been a lot of good ones.
The first two Scream movies in the last two days.
Yeah, Nick was all over the Scream 2 spoiler.
Oh, but, none of them.
But yeah, Ghostface. Ghostface, my all-time favorite. I love the mask. Great Ghostface mask. Actually, it was back in pop culture recently that woman who was arrested for sleeping with minors, and she'd make them wear the mask.
Ah.
Not great.
That's not how you want to be using it.
No.
You want to use it more of a classic.
Keep thinking about the movie. Don't think
murder.
About that.
That's more where you want that to be.
And I saw that
Halloween
lady.
Costume.
I saw that lady in the mugshot. She should have been wearing the mask. But anyway, that's my top five for horror movie villains.
All right, recap them real quick.
Norman Bates, number five. Michael Myers, number four. Jigsaw, number three. Hannibal Lecter, number two. And Ghostface, number one.
So we do have some overlap.
I bet we do. These are classics.
We have some overlap. Number five, I checked in with Ghostface.
Five of Ghostface, okay.
Yeah, I'm not much of a horror movie guy, but Scream, one for sure, maybe two. I've seen a couple of
them. They're all good.
So I made my cut.
Okay.
It was a bit of a hat tip.
Who's your favorite Ghostface?
Oh, good question. I don't really even know. It's been a while since I've seen the Scream movies.
Gotta be Billy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, Billy.
Yeah.
My favorite guy. I didn't realize I was going to be quizzed on this.
Skeet Ulrich?
I didn't realize this was a quiz with Stiz. I thought that was yesterday.
Well, keep yours. You have to give yours.
Number four. Freddy Krueger. No Freddy Krueger on your list.
Hey, great one. He's an honorable mention. Speaking of Stiz, loves Freddy Krueger.
You don't want to fall asleep. And that's a real mind F is what that is.
He will talk to you. Unlike some of the other guys, he will. Yeah. He'll tell you how he feels.
And I don't love that. He's not the handsomest fella.
No.
Yeah, so Freddy Krueger.
The Burns.
On my list. Yeah. I didn't say why.
Okay.
Number three, Count Dracula. You're missing out on Dracula.
No, I'm not.
Now, while you might go, where's Frankenstein's monster? If you're going to go with Dracula, where's Frankenstein's monster? No, Dracula, much scarier.
Dracula, real good.
I feel like I could outrun Frankenstein's monster.
How fast are you?
Faster than Frankenstein's
monster.
He's
big strides.
Now, I might be sucking wind.
Frankenstein's monster, though, I feel like moves kind of like Michael Myers, who still always catches up to you.
Yeah, I feel
maybe
like
it's pursuit
like,
angles?
Yeah, but Michael Myers is scary. Yeah, he plays his angles better.
I think it's mostly angles with geometry.
Michael Myers, though, has all. He's got a lot of scary other things going along, weapons of that nature.
The music.
Frankenstein's monster, not so much.
Dracula's a good one.
Number two, Hannibal Lecter. I'm with you.
Great call.
Number two with a bullet.
Yeah.
And number one, and I don't think I'm cheating because I listen to Rich Keefe quite a bit. Jaws the Shark, does that count?
Hell yeah.
Okay, Jaws.
Yeah.
Which I learned in my research, his name is Bruce.
Bruce the Shark.
He's got a name. I didn't realize that. But yeah,
they
Jaws
actually
shark wanted
to show him more than they could and ended up making it a better movie.
So how about that?
Good one.
Jaws number one. You like
Jaws?
That?
I like, yeah, why not?
Okay.
That counts.
All right, good.
Because you could go like Xenomorph. You could go like the alien from Aliens. I think that counts. Neither of us had Jason Voorhees.
No. Nope.
I think he has the most kills amongst all horror villains.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The whole reason for the list.
Right. He just missed. Leatherface is a good one.
Uh-huh.
You know who's also slept on?
No love for Chucky?
No love. I have zero love for Chucky. Buffalo Bill.
Oh.
As good as Hannibal Lecter is, Buffalo Bill, he just isn't in as many movies as Hannibal Lecter. Mm-hmm. But, like, he could definitely be in there as well, but... Yeah, that's a good list.
Okay.
I don't want to get too deep.
Yep.
But who would you say is the villain in the Final Destination movies?
Just Death, I guess.
Got to be number one, right?
Yeah, could be. Death.
Can't cheat it.
Just Death.
Can't run away from it.
Death is coming for you.
Grim Reaper?
We all have our time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meet your maker.
Yeah, that is a heavy one, Bill.
Sorry to get so deep
Thanks,
on a Friday.
Bill.
Well, that'll do it for us.
I would argue next. Quint is the real villain in Jaws.
I mean, none of us.
Oh, interesting. No,
the mayor. The mayor, too.
The mayor's the villain.
The beach is open?
Yeah. No, we're good.
It's a good point.
He should be fine.
He's the real monster.
Shut it down.
That's true.
People are going to die in those waters.
None of us went with the devil.
That was a good one.
If you really wanted to go, you know.
I like the Firefly one. Family from Devil's Rejects and House of Thousand Corpses. That's like three people, but I like that. I like that group.
Okay. Keep these submissions coming on the text
keep
line.
Keep them rolling in.
Oh,
Pinhead from Pinhead like looks cool from Hellraiser.
Yeah, but not.
I don't love the Hellraiser movies though.
No, not that scary.
They're creepy.
They're like, weird.
Yeah, they're really weird and creepy. But this is not my favorite.
Haven't seen them. Couldn't
I'm shocked.
Couldn't be on my list.
Ooh, Art the Clown, who Wiggy portrayed last Halloween.
It was scary.
From the Terrifier movies.
It was disconcerting. I'm not gonna lie. that one does check
the
out.
The little hat.
So there you go. It's Top 5 Friday. We'll get these up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. The Top 5 Horror Movie Villains.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.